How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen, hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, hello.
Tom, what's the crocodile in the corner of the room?
I was given him at a gig I did a few weeks ago, a corporate thing I did, and the licensing awards, and I think he's licensed. So if he sings a song.
Oh, good for him. It's a teddy bear crocodile, we should let people know, not a real one.
Yes, it's not a real one. That would be far too frightening, even for me.
Even for a boy that's big and butch like you.
Even a big butch boy like me, yeah. It would be too frightening. So, but just a cuddly one, yeah? Just keeps me company, you know.
How's your week been, love?
Well, actually very good, thanks. Got taken to the theatre last night.
You didn't?
Did. Went to see...
What did you see?
Strictly Ballroom.
Oh, I think I'd like that, Tom.
Oh, it's a lovely show. Lovely show with Kevin Clifton in it and Maisie Smith.
Yes, from Strictly.
Yes.
Was it fantastic?
It was really fun. We saw it at the Churchill in Bromley, my local. And it was really nice. Yeah, Craig Revel Horwood's directed it. He was there.
Did you go and say hello?
I sort of said hello as he walked past, but I don't really know him. So it was...
No.
Awkward. But
oh well, that's great.
Yeah. And it was nice. How has your week been?
Well, I've been on tour.
Of course, Suze. Of course.
She's been touring.
How have you been finding it?
I've been really enjoying it. I've been really enjoying the show. It's still like I'm still only a few shows in, so I still feel like it's finding its feet a little bit.
Yes.
But I'm really enjoying it. The audiences have been really great. Really, really, really great. Really lovely. But I found, and I texted you about this, and I thought, should I mention this on Like Minded Friends? But I thought, yeah, I should. I've been like really frightened about critics coming, and I don't know why.
Well, yeah, I don't know where that's come from. Yeah, don't let them take up space in your head. Yeah,
yeah, because people are paying to see it and then waiting for me afterwards and telling me they loved it. Like, why isn't that enough?
Oh my goodness, yeah.
So that's been something that's been sort of plaguing me a little bit, which I'm sort of embarrassed to admit because, you know, the side of me that wants to be like the louder people is sort of like, well, don't give a fuck what they say anyway. Who cares what they think? You know.
Mm.
But I don't know. I guess that there's something within me that's like still absolutely desperate for approval.
I think that, yeah. And as well, like sometimes that sense of, I don't care what people think. I'm just me. It's a bit easier said than done.
Yeah. It's like when people say, don't worry.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a bit.
That's helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. I absolutely think that.
And I don't even know if any critics are coming for the whole run because everyone's seen me before. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've been around a while.
Well, and, you know, I don't think people are like, oh, what did blah blah say about a show?
Yeah.
Like, if they want to go and see a show, they'll go and see a show. I don't think.
100%. But yeah, so that's weirdly been something that's been worrying me.
But then you and I are quite similar, I would say, in the sense that, as my dad would say, you're not happy unless you've got something to worry about. So that's maybe a little
bit
of that coming out.
You're probably right. Because, yeah, I'm having nice shows. People are enjoying it.
Everything's going great.
Such a fun one at the Chipping Norton Theatre.
Lovely place, isn't it, Chipping Norton?
Such a nice place. And my mum and dad came.
Oh, that's a nice trip.
Because my mum used to go on holiday there as a child.
Really?
So when my granddad was in the army in the Second World War, he was stationed somewhere near Chipping Norton.
Oh, of course.
And they went to the pub one night, him and the rest of the guys that he was with. I don't know if they were meant to drink in uniform, but they did. They went to the pub and a guy that owned a farm next door to the pub or down the road from the pub got chatting to my granddad. And he was a bit older, this man that owned the farm, got chatting to my granddad
and they created like a lifelong friendship.
Oh, how nice.
And so they didn't have any children then, my nan and my granddad, but then once they had children, they would always have their holiday in Chipping Norton. So they'd go and stay on the farm for a week.
So mum
said, oh, I'll come to Chipping Norton because that farm is in Hook Norton and maybe we could drive past it and, you know, I'd see it. So they drove past it. So they came to the show. It was lovely. We had a drink the night afterwards. Dinesh opened for me and did a fabulous job. And we went for a drink, which was lovely. And then we went to, and then mum and dad went on. Anyway, they found the farm.
Oh.
They found the farm. Dad, being dad, went and knocked on.
Oh.
The guy that lives there is the son of, my mum like played with him when she was like 9 or 10.
Oh my goodness.
When they were children together. And so they like went and had a cup of tea together and had like a nice afternoon of like reminiscing.
Oh,
so sweet.
What a nice
mum
thing.
Mum had like the best time. So
sweet. That's such a happy story.
Yeah, see, it's not all doom and gloom.
That's right. But no, that's great, Suze. Oh, well, good on your mum and dad for going to say hello.
Yeah. Well, you know my dad. But, you know, I think your dad may have been similar. I'll say hello.
There's no harm saying hello, is there?
Exactly. Hello. Yeah. Adele made a lot of money out of saying hello.
She did.
she did.
So, you know, she's taught us anything. Say hello more.
That's what I'd say. So that's been my week. I've been nervous about the new show, but lovely shows.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
How have you found being on the road?
Well, I've really loved it, actually. I was in Stamford last week and also a place called Borden.
The Phoenix
and Borden. And that was very nice. Borden's got a very nice food outlet. If you've been to Lisbon, it's got like a sort of food shack. They call it the Shed or something.
Sorry, Lisbon, Portugal?
They have a version of that there. It's slightly bigger in Lisbon than it is in Borden. Okay, I'll say that.
Fine. So there's a place called Lisbon.
There's a food shack. And there's a food hall there that's sponsored by Time Out. And it reminded me of the food shack in Borden, where I went last week in Hampshire. It's an ambitious comparison.
It really feels like it. I really didn't understand it for a moment, but
I didn't put it very clearly, to be fair. But it was.
What did you eat? That's what I want to know.
Well, I had a burger, actually. No, there was no rôtis. But I did have a burger with a pretzel roll. And then
didn't it all fall out of the holes?
No, it was just pretzel dough. It wasn't.
Okay, that makes more sense.
It wasn't a pretzel. That would have been a good thing, though. That would have been a low-carb alternative.
I think it would have been very difficult to eat.
I think it would have been intensely difficult, yeah.
But, I think it would have been like, oh, look, there's that guy that's on telly. Yeah. And you'd have been like,
Yeah, it would have been horrible to see, actually. But because I was going to have a pizza, and I was like, I've had so many pizzas, I'll be turning into a pizza. But so I just had that, and it was very nice. Very nice, actually.
Very nice indeed.
Indeed. But yeah, Stamford has no Wi-Fi, it seems. It's very difficult to get internet connection in Stamford, which is a little bit stressful. But we forgive them. It's a very pretty town, if you've ever been.
Is it?
Have you never been to it?
I don't think so.
Oh, you're going to like it. People don't know about it.
Where is it?
Well, it's just sort of west of Peterborough, I think. It's off the A1.
My in-laws are in Peterborough.
They'll know it, I think.
Jill's in Peterborough. Friend of the show.
I think Jill will have been there, probably.
Jill will be across it.
It's a nice place to go for a walk and a pub lunch. She'll be across that. No question.
Sure.
So, you know, she's, it's very pretty, but people, it's almost like they don't want you to know about it either. It's a bit, that looks a bit like Bath or Harrogate. It's one of those old towns.
Oh, they don't want the people coming.
Mm-hmm. But people do.
Like my mum in her house, she doesn't like it when people come.
Oh, is that right? She doesn't like it when people...
Well, she's always a bit like, are they going to take their shoes off? Who are they?
Oh, in her actual house. Oh, yeah.
In her actual house, yeah.
But presumably she knows the people coming to her actual house.
Yeah, you'd think, but even still, she's like, oh, they stay too long.
Oh, they stay too long. Can't get rid of them. I see.
The worst.
The worst, the worst. Oh, yeah.
I think my mum's a bit like, we've had a cup of tea. Go on then.
Go on then. I know what you mean, mum. I'm getting more into having an early night, actually, which is a real turnaround for me. I love it. Love to get my 9 hours.
Oh, of course. It means that you're up at a reasonable time as well.
Yes, today I was up at 9:30. I was so impressed.
I had already finished my osteopath appointment by then. But I have a baby.
But you have a baby. But don't you find when you're tired, you get stressed?
Yeah. Tom.
What time does the baby wake up?
She was singing Old MacDonald at 6 a.m. this morning. But the trouble is, she never finishes. So she'll do like, Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm he had a sheep, E-I-E-I-O, with a bar-bar here and a bar-bar there. Old MacDonald had a farm, he had a cow. And she's fucked with the rhythm of it.
Syncopated.
That's what's happened. And then, it's, I mean, it's very creative, I suppose. It's a remix, sure. But then what happens is she gets stuck in singing it because it doesn't have an end. And Alice and I call it the hell loop. Oh, God, she's in a hell loop with Twinkle Twinkle. So she was singing that from the top of her lungs this morning around 6-ish.
Oh, she belts it out.
Oh, she's not afraid to. She's not afraid to, Tom.
Nice bit of confidence. Does she like Paw Patrol?
She's not watched Paw Patrol. At the moment, she's very into Hey Dougie.
Hey Dougie.
Who seems like a very camp, chubby dog.
Oh, that sounds like the sort of thing I'd like.
Because when the children say something to him, he doesn't... Everyone speaks other than him. He just woofs. But he does things like, woof, woof.
Well, he sounds fun.
And to me, it feels high camp.
That sounds like a fun dog to hang around with.
He wears a little jacket.
Oh, that's cute. He wears a jacket, but he can't talk.
Yeah, it's a very... Yeah, and he's so much bigger than the other animals. It's all quite confusing. But I don't know that they create Hey Dougie for me. It's very much for babies. And the baby loves it.
Well, that's the main thing, isn't it? But, I'd like to watch something like that. I've started listening to The Muppet Christmas Carol already.
Oh, Tom. Too early, it's very early.
I know, but I do actually quite like Christmas.
I know you do. I've been trying to convince you that you like Christmas for about a decade.
Yeah, and now I do. It worked. Alf will have us putting up a Christmas tree, you know, imminently.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah. I think mid-November for the fake one.
Right, you're going to do the double?
Well, last year I did a triple.
Oh my God.
Fakey in the kitchen, and then real one in the sitting room, and then in the other window, sorry everyone, I've got another window, I had one in a pot.
He's got three windows.
He's got three windows, okay? There. Real one in a pot for the neighbours to see as they walk past.
Oh, you're so thoughtful.
Yeah. But that
one. Did you have lights on all of them?
Yeah.
Good boy.
No baubles on the outdoor one.
No, that's silly.
And none on the kitchen one, really. Just a couple of like twinkles, but that was it. The main focus was the upstairs.
On the fakie.
Was the real one. The real one is the main focus for baubles.
But didn't you have an absolute arse getting it out when their pine needle was everywhere?
Yeah, there were actually. Yeah, I'm trying to think what I did. Yeah, there were pine needles everywhere. And but I quite fancy getting one of those like old fashionedy ones that my mum told me not to get, which are even worse for needles. Do you know the ones I mean? Like Norwegian spruce or something it's called. But they've got the scent.
Yeah, why not?
Because I bought a fake scented thing last year.
But... Oh yeah. I think we did a few episodes on the Christmas candle.
Oh yeah, the Christmas candle, yeah.
I think we called it the Christmas smell.
Yeah. Wherever you find love, it smells like Christmas.
Exactly. See, he is listening to the Muppets Christmas Carol. Now, Tom, I thought today we should do some correspondence.
Oh, I'd like to hear from the people.
The people.
Met the bourgeoisie. The
okay, here we go.
Okay.
Hi, Susie and Tom. Hilarious episode this week. Loved the talk of working with horses as I was walking off some calories on the running track during my cruise.
Oh, come on.
And kept laughing out loud, getting some funny looks from people that were far keener runners than I am. Love a good podcast and one with my jollies. What's your best strategy for trying to reduce the holiday weight going on? Is it a lot of exercise or do you try and keep to healthy food? I've been on salads at lunch, but they don't have honey mustard dressing. What a travesty. Mm. Of course, lashings of salad dressing is defeating the purpose, I think. What's your favourite salad dressing? Mm. The cruise has a raspberry one.
Oh.
But I'm thinking it's a salad, not an ice cream. Hoping to catch you at one of your Scottish dates for your perspective tours and read Tom's book when it's out. No Shame was brilliant. Okay, bye, 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 bye. And that's from Tom. Tom, is that from you?
That's from me on a cruise.
First off, I want to know if it's a gay cruise.
Is it a gay cruise? Hang on, I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm just checking the door. Can you hear me?
Oh, he's gone. We can kind of hear you. See, there's something at the door.
Oh, it's the postman. It's fine.
It's the postman. Can you hear that? It's the postman.
It's the postman. I mean, it's lovely, the postman. But why does he ring? Why does he ring right when I'm doing a podcast? Sorry.
Is he a chatty Cath?
Well, he can be. But I think he just put some loud things through the letterbox and I thought it was a banging. But it's fine. It's absolutely fine. He's on a cruise, Tom. Is it a
gay Tom's
cruise?
On a cruise. I don't know if it's gay. You went on a gay cruise once, didn't you?
Yes, dear. Yeah. It's a long time ago.
I'd love to go on a gay cruise.
Well, they run. They're running right now.
They're running. You know me. Tom, favourite salad dressing?
I'm so glad Tom asked that, because I like a vinaigrette, but actually I find it a bit boring. I think I like a Caesar salad dressing. It's got a little bit of piquancy to it, which I enjoy. Although I did once have a watercress salad with capers and orange, which I think chimes in a bit with the raspberry one, I'm just saying. Salty and sweet.
Yes.
Susie, what's your favourite?
Right.
What's your favourite?
I've just realised there's going to be people listening to this podcast who have come to it from The Guardian suggesting this is podcast of the week, and they will be thinking, what the fuck is this?
They will be. And look, if you're not willing to get on board with it, then I'm too tired to change my ways. You know, we've been through enough.
We have all been through enough. We really have. Tom, here's another one.
Oh, we never found out what your favorite salad dressing was.
Oh, I'd probably go for a vinaigrette because I'm a boring bitch.
Do you know, a bit of salt? You've got to put a bit of salt on the salad, I find.
Tom, it's covered in salt. It's rolled in salt.
Delish.
This one's from Mandu. Tom, how do you think you would say this? M-A-D-H-U? Madu.
Madu, yeah.
Yeah. So this one's from Madu. Dear Susie and Tom, long-time listener, first-time caller. I was emailing in for the express purpose of complimenting Tom on his excellent choice of shirt this week on Extra Slice.
Oh,
it was simply wonderful, and I need to know where to purchase it.
I don't remember which one it was.
Susie, my girlfriend and I are desperate to come and see you live, hopefully with a venue near us. We've been fans of you and Tom for such a long time, and your upbeat chat really got us through lockdown. I would like to request a shout out for my amazing girlfriend who just started her first term at Cambridge this week.
Wow.
Doing engineering. She's really a smarty pants and I'm so incredibly proud of her. Oh. Okay. Bye. Lots of love from a young lesbo. Madu.
Oh, Madu, thank you.
Tom, where's your shout from then?
I think if it's the patterned one, I think it's from Liberty, actually.
Very nice.
I think so. About a year ago, though, but they might still have it.
Or you could probably try and get something like that on eBay.
That's a good shout. Or what's that one? The other one where people sell things.
Are you thinking of... Yeah, I can't remember what it's called either.
I think it's from the Marks and Spencers, of course, have some. But I am a brand ambassador for them.
Of course, he's a brand ambassador. So he'll be ambassadoring you to go and buy them.
Yeah. And what was the second question there, Suze? What was the second question from Madu?
The second question, I think there was just one, wasn't there?
Oh, was it just, that was it? That was the only question.
It was a shout out for her girlfriend.
Oh.
To Cambridge this week.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? Cambridge is so close to Stamford.
There you go. Tom, do you realise how clever our listeners are?
No. If anything, the opposite, because they're listening to this.
Well, I know, they need to do more with their lives, but... Yes. At my show in Bakewell on whenever it was, maybe Saturday night, a girl came up to me.
Oh.
No, the pudding, and they get really...
Oh, yeah, they do get the stressy, yeah.
Yeah, and I put on my Instagram, obviously I'd mentioned that during the show, like, I know that it's tart, I know it's not tart, I know it's pudding. Uh-huh. And then on Instagram I put, this little tart had a great time in Bakewell. And of course someone wrote underneath, it's pudding, not tart! Like, you weren't
nice.
There, babe.
Oh, that's nice.
So someone came up to me after the show in Bakewell and said how much they love like-minded friends and that we had got them through their A-levels.
Wow.
And they're just about to start chemistry at Oxford.
Wow.
I know.
That's amazing.
Imagine listening to this while doing your A-levels.
I know, imagine this being...
These two old quits.
Just these two... Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
So that was Emily. So good luck, Emily. I hope your first day went well.
Oh, Emily, well done. Well done.
Well done, actually. Really well done.
Really well done, actually.
Okay, Here we go. We've got another one. Ooh. It's from Leslie Owens.
Leslie.
Good day to you both, lovely Susie and Tom. I have a pressing question for you, but first I want to thank you. Uh-huh. I'm a single mum living abroad from the UK, and your podcast brings me such joy and good company that I'm constantly bloody banging on about it to anyone who will listen, whether they want to or not. I've listened to many podcasts more than once, as I can be assured that they will amuse me during life's most mundane tasks, such as this one prompted this evening's correspondence. Mm. Whilst tackling a huge pile of ironing, I picked two random episodes to play back to back. These oddly happened to relay stories of a poor woman who got pubic lice in her eyes lashes and had to have them plucked out.
Oh yes, that poor woman, yes.
And an unfortunate plane journey where Susie was the subject of a man poking a package of old blue cheese with a biro before whipping out the cold meats. I wonder, and perhaps Susie's already covered this, so I'd be keen to hear your thoughts, Tom, what's the most vile behaviour you've ever seen someone engage in public?
Oh!
You have a think, I'll tell you what hers are. I thought I should share with you the two instances happened to me within 1 week when I lived in London. As many people do, brackets, particularly if their grinder settings are not ideal, I used to frequent the closest coffee shop to do my work each morning for a quick flat white. I was unusually early one morning and decided to treat myself by sitting down for 5 minutes to consume my coffee. No sooner had I done so than I looked up to see a woman on a bar stool at a high table with her bare foot on the table, clipping her toenails.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I have no words for this. The very same week I was catching a train for Victoria Station when I visited the bathroom to find a woman with her pants around her ankles, giving her nether regions a good once over with a flannel. I'm eager to hear both your thoughts on these events, as well as the worst situations you have found yourself in. And most likely have been equally British and said absolutely nothing about before you left the premises. Thank you for everything. I think you're both wonderful. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. Hope to hear from you soon. Please God, I'm from Ireland, from Lel.
Wow, that is extraordinary. I don't think I've ever witnessed anything quite like that.
I mean, someone clipping their toenails in a coffee shop.
Couldn't be worse.
What could you imagine anything worse?
I mean, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm trying to think now. I think I've been quite blessed. And well, when I used to work on the Holloway Road, I remember an incident of a man walking up ahead. And his trousers fell down and he carried on walking.
Oh, just thought, oh, just, well, I live like this now.
I guess this is today. Yeah. And the Holloway Road is the sort of place where you will see maybe someone shouting in a bin or what else have we seen? All manner of things, really.
Once Alice and I were in, I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast before. I've seen people be vile quite a lot. Maybe they're on their best behaviour when they see you because you always look so smart.
So stern, yes.
So like Miss Trunchbull. Mm. Alice and I went for dinner. This was in between the two first lockdowns, so one and two.
Oh, yeah.
So when we could first go out for a bit of dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Went out for dinner. There's a very nice Indian restaurant. The name I can't remember. It's right by... something just fell on the floor. It's right by Charing Cross Station. Anyway, okay. We went there. Lovely. We said we'll have a table outside because we were trying to be as careful as possible. We then witnessed a woman lean up against some railings and have a piss.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
As they brought out our starter. And it was such a long piss.
Racehorse.
Gross, yeah. Then funny, then hysterical, and then gross again. Like, we did the whole circle. She had leant against some railings, which, you know.
You've got to get your balance, yeah.
None of us are as strong as we used to be. But she was pissing into an incline.
Oh.
So it was just rushing.
Oh, back on her.
No. She away. Was rushing down the hill away from her.
Oh, that's nice.
Towards us, in fact.
Oh, that's nice.
But luckily there was a drain in between us and her.
Oh.
So it found its way. It finds a way.
Considering there is Charing Cross Station with public toilets just metres away from there.
This is what we thought. And then she stayed there for so long we thought something worse might be about to happen, and then eventually she pulled up her drawers.
Oh. Because that would kind of ruin a meal, wouldn't it?
If you saw someone have a turd in the street?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Yeah.
Call me old-fashioned. People say I'm... People sound fussy.
Oh, he's changed since he's on telly.
He's so grand, isn't he? Who does he think
but Tom,
he is?
Yeah. Just last week, to tell Lel from Ireland, please God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I saw someone in one tube journey. Now, I appreciate as everyone knows, I've recently moved to the Sticks. And of course now I think London is gross and grim and I can't believe anyone would want to live there.
Yeah.
Because I've become that person. But I went into London because of course I still love it. And I got on the Northern Line.
Mm.
It's going all right. And in the journey between King's Cross and, I don't know, maybe it was like, this. None of this matters. It doesn't matter the specific, I think it was King's Cross and London Bridge. So quite a short journey.
Yeah.
I witnessed one man coughing up phlegm, didn't have a tissue, just spat it into some paper that he had in his bag.
Oh, that's nice.
And then folded it up.
Oh, put it in an envelope.
Well, I don't know. He might have been sending it to someone. It could be some sort of COVID study. I don't know. Then the next person, a guy who was in his 50s, so really ought to have known better, was picking his nose with such a ferocious finger.
Ooh.
Honestly, I felt like singing U2's You Still Haven't Found What You're Looking For. It was so high up his nose. It was disgusting.
Ooh.
And that was literally within one tube journey. I was like...
Oh, yeah. Nice. On certain days, yeah. I once got on a train and a man was smoking... It's true. And that's the end of the story. Isn't it disgusting? And no, I got on the train and there was a man smoking.
Ah. But what did you...
He was just a disgusting man. Just sat there like, yeah, what are you going to do?
Just chuffing away?
Yeah. And no one said anything. It was horrible.
Because we're very British.
Yeah, no one said anything. Yeah. It's horrible.
If I had the baby with me, I would have said something. But if I was on my own, I wouldn't have.
Well, I didn't have.
Because I'd like to fight in front of the baby.
Yes.
No, because I'd be worried about her tiny lungs, of course.
Of course.
But that's just so selfish, isn't it? People are awful.
Yeah. Just sat there smoking. Like, yeah, what are you going to do about it? And it's one of those long trains. It doesn't really have a door between it. So you have to go right to the other end to get rid of it. It's a horrible smell.
And that's how me and Tom met.
And that's how... It's like, Susie, please, put it out. Don't like... Yeah, right. Don't like smoking. And I don't like... Don't get me started on people playing music from their phones.
Oh, no. That... I mean, it's not going to surprise one person that you dislike that.
Mm. And, well, I'm going to start playing music from my phone next time it happens. And see what happens.
I think you ought to. What, are you going to play some Rachmaninoff or something?
Stephen Sondheim. He's finishing the hat. Yes.
Should we have one more?
Let's have one more.
Hello, Susie and Tom. Long time listener, first time writer here.
Hello.
I want to start by saying what so many others have said before me. I love your podcast. Your friendship helps us feel connected and can sometimes be missing in this fast paced world.
Oh,
absolutely. I mean, this has been slow as fuck, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Listening to you two like-minded friends' discussions and quick-witted humour makes me smile and feel happy and calm. Mm-hmm. I wanted to tell you about a like-minded friend of my own, whom, without you, Susie Ruffle, I may never have seen again.
Oh, Susie, what did you do?
I don't know. I went to see you, Susie, in Chipping Norton last night. I loved the show and laughed a lot. Thank you.
I thought she was going to say she was the woman pissing up against the wall.
Yes. Brackets, sorry, Tom, I tried to get tickets to see you, but we couldn't get a ticket.
Oh.
Sold out too quick, babs. I'm not sure why I'm saying sorry, as you don't know me, so you probably didn't realise I was missing, but I wanted to make you feel included in the conversation, although this isn't conversation, and now I'm rambling. Anyway,
Andrew.
Whilst eagerly getting my pint of beer, brackets, standard lesbian theatre drink, I saw a gentleman in the queue. A split second of a double take, and I realised it was my dear friend Stephen, whom I haven't seen since we were about 22. The last time I had seen him was in a different world where people wore 3/4-length trousers and before the iPhone existed. We're now both 38.
Oh, God.
He gave me a warm hug and I instantly found so happy to see him. I was remembering in a split second how much we were like-minded friends back then. We caught up after the show and reminisced about all the fun we had when we worked in a hotel together.
Ooh.
Stephen thought perhaps the last time we saw each other was when we went to see French and Saunders live. So I thought it funny that we saw each other 15 years later at your live show, Susie.
Oh.
I guess being a like-minded friend has much to do with a sense of humour. Well, for me anyway. When I think of Stephen, I think of all the funny things we used to do and all the times filled with laughter. I don't know how Stephen and I last touched, but I really hope I get to see him again. So shout out to him and you, and thank you both for your comedy. It really brings people together. All the best. Bye. And that's from Jen.
Jen, that's such a happy story. I love that.
Isn't that lovely?
Oh, and they've reconnected as friends when they worked in a hotel. Mm.
How nice is that? Also, she says, PS, I very much enjoy the garden talk, Tom. I love to hear what you're growing next.
Thank you, Jen.
I'm @gardeningmoments on Instagram if you want any tips.
I'm going to follow it right now. I'm going to follow it right
now.
Do
you want me to?
At Gardening Moments. Because I'm still waiting.
Gardening underscore, sorry. Gardening underscore
Moments.
Oh,
that's very different. Very different.
Very different, sorry.
Okay, okay. At Gardening underscore
Moments.
Gardening underscore Moments. I'm going to... Well, I'm doing spring onions are still waiting to come up, actually.
Oh, are they? I'm so sorry. I had no idea. I should have asked.
Yeah.
Isn't it a bit late for those?
Well, Jen, yeah, I've got a Jen. Follow back. Oh, there she is, Jen. That's Jen. Look, can you see her?
Got... Oh, wait, I can't. What's her little? What does her thing look like?
It's a pumpkin. What do you mean? Oh, her picture. It's like her next to a greenhouse, holding a plant.
Sure, gonna find it. Don't worry.
Spring onions still coming through. Runner beans have gone for a Burton. They've gone too woody, my mum said, forget it. And
oh, is that it?
That's it. They're done. But
we're done.
Spring onions are still coming through as the leeks. And the carrots. There's still a few carrots in there, so we've got to dig them up.
There you go.
For the frost cats.
Okay, well, that's all from us this week, isn't it, Tom?
Isn't it, Susie? Isn't it? Yes, absolutely. We're very excited. We're doing the Stonewall Awards tomorrow, so we're very...
We are indeed. So we'll have lots to talk about next week.
We'll be talking about that, all about
that. There'll be some absolute clangs, I bet. We'll meet some clangs, some absolute gay clangs.
Absolute gay clangs, some gangs. Can we say that? Yeah.
Clangs.
Gay clangs. Gay clangs. Gangs.
Glangs.
Maybe glangs. Yeah, glangs.
Maybe a glang. Yeah, sure.
That'll be hitting you next week. Don't worry. And
right in the face.
And so, looking forward to that. And we'll make sure you get tickets for Susie's tour, susieruffle.com.
Make sure you get tickets for Tom's tour, tomindeed.com.
That's right.
And you can pre-order Tom's book, which I said how wonderful it was last week.
You did.
I've almost finished it.
Oh,
I've got that much left.
Oh,
so I've obviously been on the road, so I haven't been able to read it as often as I'd like.
No, don't read when you're on the road. You've got to try. Well, we'll catch up with everybody next week, won't we?
Yes, we will. We will. Okay, thank you for listening. And hello to new people that have just listened to this that are from us getting a recommendation in The Guardian and are probably thinking... What the fuck is this?
What have we
This
actually,
is it.
Yeah, this if is you, it. Don't expect anything more.
No, if you haven't enjoyed it yet, this isn't for you.
It's not.
That's why we're not one of the number one podcasts.
That's why.
I've got a feeling this isn't for you. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We say it as it is. All right, well, bye for now, everybody.
Okay, bye then. Bye, love.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.